BBC News at midnight. This is Brian Perkins.
You're tuned into Free Radio Skybird on shortwave.
You can ease back here with us on Free Radio Skybird. I'm DJ Frederick. Free Radio Skybird is free-form, free-spirited radio for creative minds and DXers everywhere. Coming to around the world on shortwave and on local FM stations like WEJPLP 107.1 in West Virginia. Let's start this edition of Free Radio Skybird with One Deck Pete. Bouncing off the ionosphere.
One Deck Pete presents Bouncing off the ionosphere.
Hello there. That's a good one. And I hope you enjoyed it too. Well, it's getting later and later, and more beautiful music is coming your way 24 hours a day on this station.
Free Radio Skybird on shortwave.
We've got more for you, much more coming. So hang in with us for a few more hours, will you?
Tracks this month were UKDD with It's Time to Tell, Coco with Keep Down, Maxine Tisney Vasales with Roy De Plain, Amy Root with Elif, the ORJ remix, and Ernest Freeman with Live It Up. Thanks for listening and a big festive greetings to you all.
And thank you, Pete. We'll be hearing from Pete again before the end of the program with the Skybird Mailbag. Here at Free Radio Skybird, we value communication, so we would love to hear from you. If you'd like to send us a reception report, we're happy to send you back a QSL. Our mailing address is Free Radio Skybird, care of DJ Frederick, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, the United States of America. Or you can email us at singinggrove, that's all one word, singinggrove@conknet.com. And coming up right now on Free Radio Skybird, Justin Moore's Radiophonic Laboratory.
Welcome to the fascinating world of audio frequency equalization. Your equalizer provides you with the means to make any and all corrections that you, in your new capacity as audio playback engineer, determine to be most accurate. Set your receivers.
Excuse me.
Oh, good evening. Me delighted to welcome you to
the Radio Laboratory. I'm Justin Patrick Moore, and in this edition, we're going to get hooked on classics. So grab yourself a cookie and a glass of milk, and relax to the symphonic sounds of these monster pieces.
Thank you.
We've just heard some of the finest classical hors d'oeuvres available in electronic renditions. We started the three-song set off with In a Landscape by John Cage, as played by William Orbit. This was followed by Arabesque No. 1 by Claude Debussy, as played by Tomita. And we finished with Two-Part Invention in B-flat Major by Johann Sebastian Bach, as played by Wendy Carlos. Thank you once again for choosing your own adventure with the Radiophonic Laboratory. I'm going to turn it back to DJ Frederick now, and until next time, we'll see you out there in the ether.
Geronimo!
And it's time for a quick program break here on Free Radio Skybird. Give you some time to get up, stretch, sip a cup of tea, cup of coffee, or adjust your radio antenna, or take a moment to write down our address for correspondence. Free Radio Skybird, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, USA. We now return you to Free Radio Skybird.
Maybe you'll realize it's time.
William Orbit with Time to Get Wise here on Free Radio Skybird. And coming up in a few moments here on Free Radio Skybird, we have Indie Science Radio with Steve. But first, it's One Deck Pete with the Skybird Mailbag.
Welcome to Free Radio Skybird's Mailbag with me, One Deck Pete. We'd love to hear from you and we welcome reception reports. For QSL, please do include some US dollars to help with the cost of running the station, as we're totally listener supported. You can write to us care of DJ Frederick Moe, Free Radio Skybird, 36 West Main Street, that's in Warner, WARNER, New Hampshire, 03278 USA, or by email at singinggrove@conknet.com, which is also our PayPal address for any donations. We look forward to hearing from you. We've had letters and emails this month from Hungary, Germany, Russia and the UK. The first email is from Horst Merlicht from Lipotva in Hungary. Hi Free Radio Skybird, I would like a QSL for my report of your transmission of 20th of October 2019 on 7440 kHz from 11 to 12 hours UTC, which was received here in Hungary with a SIGPER of 45343. I used an ELAD FDM-S2 SDR receiver with a 30-metre long wire. Unfortunately, I couldn't recognise all the songs, but Horst did ID a few, including the Shake Keen 5 Tet with the Nursery Blues, Procol Harum's Conquistador, and Leroy Anderson with a syncopated clock. Thanks for the report, Horst, and I hope you like the QSL. Our next letter is from Hans Goschan from Cottbus in northeastern Germany. Wow, you're back on channel 292. I received a QSL from you back in June 2017, but didn't hear anything from your station until now. I received your programme using a Sony ICF SW7600G and a 12-metre long wire on the 26th of October 2019. From 1400 to 1500 UTC on 6070 kHz that had a SIGPO of 4444. I'm very happy I can hear you again because you make such good programs. Your show is the best example of radio. Good music, interesting information and a world-shaking main topic. Thanks for that, Hans. That's appreciated by all of us here. Hans added, as for the competition at the start of the show, the connection between all the songs is, in my opinion, the Captain Kangaroo theme. Very good, Hans. Yourself and Justin Moore here were the two people who got the connection correct. Thanks for the kind words and the competition entry, Hans. A QSL and a little something for getting the answer right is on its way. We received a colourful reception report from Reinhard Priest from Zugtitz in Germany. Hi Frederick, I received your station for the first time on the 17th of November 2019 from 1300 hours to 1400 hours UTC on 6070 kHz. SIGPO was 4444. Reinhard then went on to give us a detailed report of what he heard. His setup is a Yaesu FRG100 receiver with a long wire. He added, it was a good mix of music and I'm looking forward to hearing more of your broadcast via shortwave. I hope that my information for a QSL is sufficient. Thanks again for the great looking reception report, Reinhard, and a QSL should be with you now. We received an email from Paul Watson in Swindon, UK. Hi DJ Frederick, I was pleased to catch your show on the 17th of November on 6070 kHz from 1300 to 1400 UTC using a web SDR in the west of England and the report was SIGPO 44433. Paul then sent us a comprehensive breakdown of what he heard and wrote, "Reception was on the whole good. The signal dipped a few times, but I could follow the programme without too much difficulty. Around this time of the day, early afternoon, is probably a good time to air your show in Europe, because later on in the day, the 49 metre band gets very crowded. Thanks for the tip, Paul. This was the first time I've heard your programme. It was an interesting hour, and I enjoyed the music and also the mailbag show. It was also great to hear different things on shortwave, like the Radiophonic Laboratory. You don't hear things like that on mainstream radio. Here's an audio clip Paul kindly sent us.
As we totally listener supported. You can write to us, care of AJ Frederick Moe, Free Radio Skybird, 36 West Main Street, that's in Norwich, that's LRNER, New Hampshire, 48278, USA. Or by email at singinggrove@clanknet.com, which is also our PayPal address for any donation.
He went on to say, "I'm 56 years old and have been a shortwave listener for 40 years. I still enjoy tuning around the weird and wonderful world of shortwave and like the free radio stations. When conditions are good, I've managed to hear some of the American pirates who broadcast around 6.9 MHz who often have interesting programmes. It would be good to hear more American stations taking airtime on Channel 292. I look forward to catching your station again. Best wishes, Paul." Thanks very much for the email, Paul, and we sent you out a QSL. We received a reception report from Anatoly Klepov from Moscow, Russia, for our transmission of 17th of November from 1300 hours to 1400 hours UTC on 6070 kHz with a SIGPO of 35443. He used a DGEN DE1103 receiver with a DGEN active loop antenna to pull in our signal nearly 1,500 miles away in Moscow. Good going. Anatoly is the chairman of the Russian DX League and editor of the interesting RUS DX bulletin, which can be subscribed to at rusdx.narod.ru. That is rusdx.narod.ru. He sent us details of our broadcast and added, "Best wishes from Russia. I am a shortwave listening enthusiast and my hobby is DXing. If this report corresponds with your station log, I'll be very glad to receive a QSL. Good transmitting, best of DX and 73s. Anatoly Klepov." Thanks very much for the reception report, Anatoly, and the QSL has been sent. Thanks again to all of you for getting in touch, and we appreciate all letters and emails. Our address again is care of DJ Frederick Moe, Free Radio Skybird, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278 USA, or by email singinggrove@conknet.com. Now back to DJ Frederick.
Thank you so much, Pete. What a great mailbag program. Free Radio Skybird, I can't even imagine this show without Pete's Mailbag Program or Justin's Radiophonic Laboratory or Steve's Mini Indie Radio and Indie Science Radio, and something I like to sneak in somewhere along the line during the show is, of course, the Free Radio Skybird theme tune.
Thank you. Hey everybody, how's it going? We are here at Mini Indie Radio on Free Radio Skybird. I'd like to thank DJ Frederick for having me in this segment once again. And thank you, listeners. Now, something's been plaguing me for the past several shows. Or, not something, maybe someone. Maybe a couple of someones. Cherokee Jack.
I'm Cherokee Jack.
And Torgo.
And I'm Torgo.
The thing about Cherokee Jack and Torgo is that they are pirates in the pirate radio community there. And it's been painstakingly bleeding on my ears every time I play something and they interrupt.
What do you mean? We never interrupt.
So I figured, you know, why not just have a little fun with them? I've had this voice in my head that has been pounding, and it came to the forefront. He calls himself Radio's Frank, for some reason, because I'm not Frank, I'm Steve. But he insists. So right now... Here I am, listeners. It's me, Radio's Frank. But right now, I'm giving a call to Cherokee Jack and Torgo. Torgo, Jack, you guys there?
Hello, Radio's Frank.
We are here. Where else would we be?
Good, good. Listen, if you guys haven't noticed yet, there should be a couple of buttons that are blinking in front of you.
I thought those were my cufflinks flashing.
Oh, yes, that's the one. I'm going to be doing a little experiment.
Experiment? I don't like the sound of that.
I am going to drive you guys bonkers, just as much as you guys have been driving me bonkers.
If you haven't figured it out, we're already bonkers.
Sounds like a good game, doesn't it?
That would be no.
Well, it doesn't matter what you think. All that matters, well, in a way it will matter what you think, because you guys are going to go crazy. So my first experiment is to have you guys listen to Joanna Newsom with a song called The Book of Right On.
That doesn't sound too bad, that sounds right on.
I believe that her little harp playing and...
No, not the harp.
It's the harp of doom, Torgo. I just know it.
A voice that can only be described as nails on a chalkboard will be more than enough to drive you guys as mad as me.
No one can be as mad as Radio's Frank.
I don't know. I'm pretty mad.
Enjoy, boys. Enjoy. And don't try to shortcut your way out of this one, guys. Because the audio clip is directly linked to your engines, and they will seize should you not hear it all the way through. We wouldn't want your yellow submarine of love to be sinking.
We've got music sign!
Oh no, music sign, Torgo.
This is against my will.
This is against my grandmother's will.
does not distract. And even when you run through my mind, something else is in front or you behind, and I don't have to remind you to stick with your kind. And you do say, oh, oh, that you do parade, oh, oh, and you say that you're okay.
So bad. That was rather delightful.
She reminds me of Legolas from Lord of the Rings.
I wonder if her records have been released on vinyl.
What?
You should check Discogs.
You guys like this stuff? No, 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 that's not, no, no, that's not how it works. That's not how any of this works. No, 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 you know what I'm thinking? It's not weird enough. It's not odd enough. No, 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 no. We'll figure it out next time. That's what I'm gonna do. We're gonna figure it out next time. Well, you guys can also find Joanna Newsom's music on Bandcamp.
I do believe, Torgo, it's time to get back to Free Radio Skybird.
Until next time, I'm pushing the button.
Ah, poopy.
Well, things always get more interesting here at Free Radio Skybird, and I'd like to say thank you so much for listening. Free Radio Skybird is produced by myself, DJ Frederick, with Indie Science Radio with Steve, Justin Moore's Radiophonic Laboratory, our friend from the UK, One Deck Pete, and sometimes the Mystery DJ. Our interval signal and opening theme is by Madtone. The Free Radio Skybird logo was created by Steve. This radio station is dedicated to the memories of Gary Bourgeois from the original Skybird Radio, Ambrose Metzigan, MB from WSCS, and Herman Moe, my father, who was stationed in India as a radio technician during World War II. So, wherever and whenever you are listening, on shortwave, on FM, or on the internet, keep your radio free. Keep your mind free, and keep your spirit free. Wishing you many blessings.